Okay, Chevra, let's go weiter. Let's discuss the Se'if Beis briefly. We know that there's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba about when you have a taruvis of yavish b'yavish, have one piece of treif meat that's mixed in with two pieces of kosher meat, so the Rosh says I'm allowed to eat all three pieces together, and the Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says, no, I'm not allowed to eat all three pieces together. However, b'zeh achar zeh, I am allowed to eat all three pieces. We noted that in Se'if Beis, there are really two different ways of understanding the machlokes between the machlokes in the Mechaber and the Ramah. If you remember, the Mechaber says that if I have these pieces of meat, one treif, two kasher, and then you cook it together, so the Mechaber says it's going to be treif to eat. Mechaber says you're not allowed to eat it. The Ramah writes, yesh omrim, that if it's noda hataroves, then hakol shari de'in chosim v'ne esarim. That once it's Yedias HaTarovis, the Ramah says, so it's going to be mutter. So there are two different ways of understanding this machlokes between the Mechaber and Ramah. The first way is that this is just the algamein, this is the general machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. In other words, that the Mechaber holds like the Rashba, so therefore I can't eat all three pieces of meat together. So hu hadin, when I cook the meat, it's ki'ilu, there is going to be tam of kasher and treif mixed together, and I'm not allowed to eat kasher and treif mixed together. That's the first way. But the Rosh, who holds that you're allowed to eat all three pieces together, so hu hadin, you're allowed to eat the liquid that emerges from the cooking. That l'cha'ira is the first pshat, and I think that's the pasha pshat l'machlokes Rosh and Rashba, and that's what the Gra writes at the beginning of Sif Katan Tes, that they're going with Shitaso. However, then the Gra continues in the Likud, and last time we learned to explain to you what a Likud is, and we told a nice story about Rav Shechter, etc. But in the Likud, the Gra says that no, it's a different pshat. The Gra writes that he thinks that a davar shekvar nispatul is chozer li'isurai, meaning that the Rash, or the first day in the Mechaber, says, listen, it was batal. It was heter gamur. If it was batal and heter gamur, so then what happens? The Teretz says, yeah, it was batal when it was a yavish. And now it became a lach. And since as a lach, you require shishim, so therefore the davar shekvar nispatel is chozer le'isura, that's the first pshat, and the Rosh holds out a davar shekvar nispatel is not chozer le'isura. Now, we noted that the Beis Yosef over here quotes in the Rosh that even though it is kvar nispatel, it will be chozer le'isura, no? We're saying that according to the Rosh of Shana is like, okay, bunch of kvar nispatel, it's not chozer le'isura, but if you read the Beis Yosef quotes in the Rosh that the Rosh holds of chozer v'neir. So obviously there's a distinction between chozer v'neir when you add additional iser and chozer v'neir when you don't add additional iser. If you add additional iser, so b'kahai gavna, the Rosh is maskim that it's going to be a problem. But if it is not, if you don't add additional pieces, so then the Rosh would say it remains mutter l'cha'ira, the Rosh would deny chozer v'neir in the case where you don't add additional pieces. Im kenim hadavarim, so in this case, when you cook it, when you cook the meat, and it used to be a yavesh and now becomes a lach, so then the Rosh would be saying it's not chozer v'neir because there's no additional meat that's added. This is all, I think, the way we described it last time. The two Be'urim, the two explanations that are found in the Gra and are found in the Badei HaShulchan in Sif Katin Lamed Hei. Now here's the problem. The Shach in Sif Katin Yud Beis. The Shach tells me that I'm allowed to cook the meat in two separate pots. Remember, according to the Rashba, if I cook the three pieces of meat together, it's going to be treif, nachon? However, if I cook it beis kederis, that means I cook two pieces of meat in the pot on the right, Mr. Friedman? Two pieces of meat over here, and one piece of meat over there. So in that situation, the shach says it's mutter, And the pashtus is, if you read it slowly and carefully, that it's even mutter to do so lechatchila. I'm allowed to cook the three pieces of meat in two separate pots. Now, lecha'ira, this is hard to understand. You see, I'll say it like this. If we hold like the first explanation of the Mechaber, that the reason why it's usher to eat the soup that comes in these three pieces of meat is because there's some treif in this soup, and it's ki'ilu, I'm eating all three pieces of meat together, so then I could say, if I have two in one, I'm not eating it together. Nahum? Because I don't know. Each time I take a bite, ken zayin, I'm eating treif, ken zayin, I'm not eating treif, and the Rashba holds, I'm allowed to eat the three pieces, b'zachar zeh. So long as I have a suffix, it's permitted. In this case, I have a suffix, right? However, if I hold like the second explanation, the explanation of Chayzer Veneir, so in Lecha'ora, this is going to be very difficult. Because let's say, or in this case, I have two pieces of meat and one piece, right? So what am I going to do? I'm going to say, oh, you know what? The pot with only one piece, that for sure is mutter. Because that's key, I mean one piece. But the other pot, why is that mutter? Right? Maybe there was an Isser. And maybe that Isser is Chayzer V'Neir. Imtim Tzolaymer was bottle beforehand, because it's a Yavish, be Yavish, but right now it should be Chayzer V'Neir. And shouldn't it be Usser according to the Rashba? How could the Shach tell me that according, this is the Badei HaShulchan's Kasha on page 97 in the Beirim. How can the Shach tell me that it's a mutter if I cook it in two separate pots? L'cha'ira, according to explanation 2, according to the Gra in the Likut, that the issue is whether it's Chayzer V'Neir, so don't I have to be Choshesh that it was Chayzer V'Neir in this case? And that would present a genuine, bona fide Isser. Is that a good Kasha, Mr. Mandelbaum? Right? Not bad. That's the Kasha that... That's the kasha that he asks. So he tainas that this kasha is be'etzem the shach's kasha in Sifkat and Yudbeis.
Is the Ba'ishma?
Slowly.
Who said
the Ba'ishma? The Badei HaShulchan asks the kasha, and then the Badei HaShulchan notes on page 97 that if you read slowly and carefully, it's not just his kasha, that this is fundamentally the shach's question in Sifkat and Yudbeis. Okay, let's chazar iver. In the shach, if you have a shulchan aruch in front of you, it's going to be a teeny bit easier. First, the shach quotes in the Bach that the Bach says, "Afil kaidem shenoda hataroves." It's going to be mutter to cook the meat in shtei kederos. No, that two in one pot, one in the other pot is going to be permitted even kodem shenoda hataroves. Lefi anias date, he says the shach. That this is not correct, because when the Rashba permits shtei kederos, he thinks that's only la'achar shenoda hataroves, because kodem shenoda hataroves, the shach concludes in the bottom line, it's going to be aser min hatayra. No, that's basically the shach in a nutshell. But if you read the whole shach though. Va'afilu tema demidi sveka lo nachka. Right, the shach has that line. You guys see the shach, that line in the shach, Mr. Keen. You have a shulchan aruch, right? Afilu tema demidi sveka lo nachka. In my shulchan aruch, it's like in the fourth skinny line before they get wide in the shach. Even if you're going to say that it blibes a suffix. Now, what's the shach's kasha? Maybe it blibes a suffix. Says Reb Feivel, the kasha is precisely this. That the pot with two pieces of meat, ken zayin, it's not mutter. Because, right, it used to be yavesh, now it's a lach. And maybe I have a mixture, right, and maybe it's going to be chozer v'neir. Right, the Rashba asked out chozer v'neir, if you cook all three pieces together, so why don't I say chozer v'neir on the pot with two pieces? That's what he means, afilu tema midi sveka lo nafka. Nonetheless, says the Shach, the suffix over here is a suffix dirabanan lahakel. Right? It's suffik derabbanan because min hatayra, it's going to be mutter anyway. Because min hatayra, it is a taruvis of lach belach, which means the oraisa sagi berov. It's only midrabbanan that you need shishim. So therefore, since I don't know, I'm not sure, was the treif over here in pot A or the treif is in pot B? Right? I don't know where the treif is, so blyb's a suffix. And in the worst case scenario, it's a suffix dirabbanan, because it's going to be batal min hatayra b'raif. No? And only midrabbanan you need shishim, so therefore it's okay. Now this already is interesting. Why is it automatically says batal b'raif? It's only automatically batal b'raif if you assume that what? That you need rov binyan. If you need rov minyan, so then one of the pots, it's going to potentially be a problem. Or mehichatesi, the kasher meat is larger than the treif meat. No? If all the pieces are the same size, which l'chor is the pashtus, they get three pieces of meat and they're all 1 ounce, let's say. So how do I know that min hatayra it's batal b'raif? It could be min hatayra, it could be it's a case of 50-50, 50% versus 50%. But his first answer is, it's a suffik derabbanan.
Isn't the original taruvis batal?
The original taruvis was out yavish b'yavish. Now you have a taina that it is chozer v'neir because it became a lach b'lach, says the shaf, when it became a lach b'lach, right, it's going to be a suffik derabbanan l'hakel. Why? Because the chorit, suffik derabbanan, because the pot with two pieces, I don't know if it's here, if it's in the pot with one piece, or here, it's pot with two pieces. In the worst case scenario, right, so...
But it's still a
tarabis of yavish. It was a tarabis of beforehand, but right now, I don't care that it used to be yavish b'yavish, because right now I have to dan on the lach b'lach.
Isn't it still yavish b'yavish? Isn't it like a min
shemino it's a case where I have a soup. So I have the pieces, I don't know the pieces of meat. I don't know what they are. But now I'm donning only on the soup. I'm not donning on the meat. I'm donning on the soup. But is the pshat that you're mixing all three pieces together? Maybe that's the pshat. That I'm mixing, I cook the soup in two pots and then I'm ma'ariv them after.
I thought you were going to be ma'ariv. Based on the swear that was in the first year, I confessed that you can have yavish b'yavish by three different fridges.
Three different...
Like locations, it doesn't matter where they are.
Nahon, but in this case, in this case, I have two pots in one pot, yavish b'yavish. How do I know that there's going to be raiv? Right? So I think I can only say that I know for sure that there's going to be raiv if I, after I cook it b'shtei kederos, then I mix them together. If I don't mix them together, I can't be sure that there's raiv. Nahon?
I thought we're still being dominant as...
No, but now I'm donning on the liquid. I'm not being done on the right. Remember, the whole svara of chozer v'neor is saying right now you have a shaila of liquid. By liquid, you need shishim.
Well, yeah, also because even there, if we're just being down on the liquid, that means there is that's min
shein. No.
That's min shein amino, no? The liquid and the piece.
No, it's min b'mino. It's min b'mino. It used to be min b'mino yavish b'yavish, now it's min b'mino. Right? I'm forgetting about the solids. I remove all the solids. But now I only have a soup. Right? So, I have some kosher meat, some treif meat. Right? You have to say that they're mixed together, or else the shaf couldn't be convinced that you have roiv min ha-toyva. And then the only shayla is a din d'rabbonon. The efsher... Afilu sveika derabbanan lega, de esh lo gaz rabbanan min b'mino b'shishim ela b'lach mamish. Avokishen espato kevar b'roiv lo hekhmiru achar kach v'ukma ad oiraisa. The second teretz of the shaf is saying that since min hatayra, the yavesh b'yavesh is going to be batal, so could be that when they say that once it becomes lach, it's usur and you need shishim, that's only true on something that was not batal beforehand. But once it was batal beforehand, it's not true. Meaning, this line in the shach, answer number 2 in the shach to this phantom kasha that the Badei HaShulchan notes, Answer, two in the Shach is saying, like what the Prima Godem was medayik from the first house, that the Rashba, when he asks eating all three pieces together, that's not a dinda eraisa, but it's a dinda rabbanon. And since it was batal, even according to the Rashba, as a yavesh b'yavesh, so now it's going to be okay. Right? That's the second answer of the Shach. So Nachama, let's just review what we have. We have two Beit Urim in the way to understand Machlokas Mechav Rama in Se'if Beis. One beer is Altchozer B'Neyor. If the beer is Altchozer B'Neyor, so we have a question. How come I don't say Chozer B'Neyor if it's cooked B'Shtei Kedeiros? I understand if the Pshaz, you can't eat them all together. So if it's B'Shtei Kedeiros, you're not eating them all together. Oh, no, but that's my problem. There's the Be'er Rishon that says you're not eating them all together. That means that I don't mix them afterwards. If I mix them after, I am eating them all together again. And if I'm not mixing them, so then how could the first answer the Shach assume as a Dover Pasha that there's Raif, right? That's my problem. That's my Kasha. It looks like I have one person who's following. I'm not sure if I have others who are following. Basically, the Ba'al HaShulchan, page 97, assumes that the Shach himself is asking this kasha about how can it be permitted if you cook it in two pots. Next kasha that the Ba'al HaShulchan asks. Ba'al HaShulchan on page 100 asks this kasha. The Mechaber holds that even though if I cook all three pieces together, it's going to be usur, but I'm allowed to be moisif olav or batlav. No? What I could do is add additional pieces and then cook it, and then it's going to be okay. And the hesber that we gave, we said from the Ran, right, the Shach quotes us from the Ran, is that this is not being mevatel in Isser, it's being mevatel a heter. Right? So the Shaila is, why is this being mevatel a heter? The three pieces cannot be eaten together. So it's usser to eat it together. Now I add on more heter, and I'm still eating it together, so it's mevatel in Isser. Right? The only reason it's called a heter is because you can eat it separately. But kalapai, the din of eating it together, it's considered an iser. So how can the mechaber so easily say that you're allowed to be musafal of levatlo? That's his kasha on page 100. I think that kasha is interesting. I think that kasha is interesting. He gives an answer that fundamentally we look at it like you're eating them separately, but I don't fully understand that. In other words, this is an item that could be us or could be heter depending on how I eat it. Yeah, Mr. Press.
Well, I guess the main percent, but yeah, like each, meaning all three in the aggregate aren't entirely mutter, but also not entirely us. I mean, like, since there's like a saat heter.
So, right, so there's one way, so the shayla is, I think what Reb Feivel is asking, though, is that kalapi, eating them together, it's usur. And acharei kechleis hakoil, even after I'm musif olav, I'm eating it together. So why don't I view it like I'm being mevatel and isur?
You could say that when, before you eat them together, each individual one still has a tzad heter. So it's still a heter mitzad that. So when you're, before you eat it, when you add it, then it makes the entire thing like heter legam, right? So
but, I mean, it is a little bit hard to assume that's considered heter if the way it was beforehand, I couldn't eat it. And the way it is after, I shouldn't be able to eat it if not for the fact that I was musafal of.
Okay.
So one could, again, you're I think, suggesting the hat'om of what Reb Feivel is saying. But you're saying that the pshat is that I can't view it like it's usur because right now I'm not eating it together yet.
Yeah,
even after I cook it, I'm eating it together. But after I cook it, was already...
I mean, yeah, if you want to say it stronger, you could say that it's only us or if you eat it together. Meaning it's not just a question of perspective, that's that identity of the thing changes.
Okay.
So if you aren't eating it together before you add it, then it is a heter at that point. It's
perhaps. Ben.
What do you mean, marba aleihem? The rota?
Marba aleihem, I think, means that I add additional pieces of kosher I add additional pieces of...
That's what we're doing?
Yeah, I thought so. But am I being marbe rote of?
What is it for that if, you cook the three pieces together, it's designed even if... Meaning, if there's shishin...
Ve'im rotze levashlon yachad, ve'ein sham shishin, mutter laharbois aleihem, kidei shir shishim ulevashlon. I guess what? You're saying that maybe you're adding extra water. Okay.
So that you don't have the issue of the
iser
being no same times the whole
kadeira.
That's what I thought I was saying.
Okay. I mean, but either way, you still have the kasha, so what's my heter to add additional liquid? I couldn't eat all three pieces together, and now I'm only being able to eat all three pieces together because I added extra liquid to the cooking.
Are we saying that you're able to now eat all three pieces together? Are we saying
I mean, when I cook it, it's ki'ilu I'm eating all three pieces together.
Or maybe it's just making it so that cooking it together is no longer allowing the tray to be no same time.
But I'm still, that's still called being mevatel nisra l'chatchila. I can't eat all three pieces together. Now I add extra water so that when I cook it, the treif won't be nice in time. I'll have shishim keneged the treif. Right, so I think his kasha is interesting. Okay, Mr. Rosenzweig.
By the way, if you have on top of a bit of a room, you have shishim, is it mevato? Would the rabbi say you can eat them all together?
If I have shishim, min b'mino, it's both even chad b'tray.
Right. So
min b'she'eno mino. So mid rabbi need shishim, or maybe even min hatori need shishim. That was that tosim sachin that we discussed.
Right. The case that the Shachanar was talking about is...
The case of...
The case that the Machar was talking about in Sif Beis is Yavish B'Yavish and Bapa Chabitre, right?
Yavish B'Yavish Chabitre, yeah.
So, if he's talking about that, and somebody's talking about Mimimino, so if you add Shishim, you add more, it's not creating any more heter. You still can't eat...
No, but if I add extra water, so then when I cook it together, the treif will be bottled in the amount.
Who says you're going to add water? Like, you don't need to add. You eat it straight and it's still.
No, but we're talking about like cooking it as a soup. The whole sif beis is talking about that I'm not eating the pieces of meat, I'm eating the soup.
But it says you're adding before you do the bishul.
I add before I do the bishul, and then when I cook it, I don't have shishim of the iser. So therefore, right?
Why did the kavana of I'm going to cook it matter? Because you could stand alone.
I mean, shouldn't this be ein mevatel nisra l'chatchila? I can't eat the three pieces together. And now that I cook it, I'm eating the three pieces together. The only reason why it's going to be mutter is because I added extra water. I added extra heter.
I don't see why you should care about the asin for the future. Right now,
isn't that the din of ein mevatel nisra l'chatchila all the time?
Ein mevatel nisra l'chatchila is that I add a teeny bit of pork to my pot, and I'm saying since it's going to be shishim keneged, it should be heter gomor. But the halacha does not allow me to add pork to my pot.
I see that as very different because in that case, it's becoming mutter immediately. Here, the potential heter is a first of all, it's potential and it's not immediate. When you're adding shishim,
when I add the liquid, it's heter right now. Because I'm allowed to drink the liquid. It's only going to be an issue because I'm cooking it after. And when I cook it, so hasvara no senes, it should be usur, because now I have treif flavor in the liquid, and it requires bitul b'shishim. The only reason why it would be mutter is because I added the extra liquid. If I would just cook the meats on their own, so some liquid would come out, but it can't be bottled. Now that I added extra liquid, now that I add liquid, forget extra liquid, there was no liquid before, now that I add extra liquid, that's going to be bottled. So that should be mevatel nisra l'chatchila. Teretz is, we don't say it's mevatel nisra l'chatchila, because since yavish b'yavish, chai b'tray bottle, so therefore it's being mevatel heter. Right? Ben.
Yeah,
the pshat is chozer v'neir, then that would explain why it's just being batel.
Why it would be batel now?
Because.
Nachon.
Because the whole idea is that if it becomes usser when
it's in the liquid form.
When it's in the liquid form. But right now.
Right, so that was Reb Feivel's kasha on page 100. If the pshat, why it's usser, is because the three things are cooking, and it's ki'ilu, I'm eating the three of them together, so I don't understand why there's no din being mevata isra chatzchila. But if the pshat is al tchayzer v'neir, the pshat is that I view it like it was mutter when the three pieces are together, and now that I cook it, so ordinarily you'd say, oh yeah, lach v'lach, you need shishim. The teretz is, no, I have shishim. Right, when the, right? Oh. Okay, good, weiter. The Rambam tells me that I'm allowed to eat the liquid if it was noda hataroves when it was chad tref. If you have one piece of tref, two pieces of kasher, and you know you have one piece of tref, two pieces of kasher, and then you cook it, then the Rambam says you can rely on the rush, then it's mutter. However, if it is not noda hataroves, so then the brush would answer it. Right? That's what the Rambam says. There is a machlokes between the shaf and the bach and sif cutting new veis as to whether noda hata aroves is a din de oiraisa or noda hata aroves is a din de rabbon. The bach assumes that it is a din de rabbonon. The shaf assumes it is a din de oiraisa. The prima godim on Sifkotin Yud Beis quotes that the Minchas Yaakov assumes that Noda HaTa'aroves is only a requirement midrabbanan. Now, perhaps this machlokas depends on the following chakira as to how we understand Noda HaTa'aroves. Rov is matir things when I have a shaila. If I don't have a shaila, so then rove isn't a machriya. I remember in high school, one of my rebbeim asked the following kasha. The Torah says, you follow rove. Rove of the world are Christians, not Jews. How come we're not Christian? You should follow rove. The Torah says, follow rove. So my Rebbe answered that no, rove is only machriya when you have a suffix. I have zero suffix that Christianity is correct. Right? So therefore, rove is not machriya. Right? That's his idea. Perhaps that's the pshat in the rush. The rush is saying that if it's lo noda hata'aroives, if you don't know that you have one piece of tref and two pieces of kosher, so then it's going to be usser after you cook the soup. Why? Because rov isn't machriya beforehand. Since the rov wasn't machriya beforehand, so I get a shayla now only after it is a lach. As a lach, I require shishim, so therefore it can't be mutter. I had rove beforehand. Well, a rove that's unknown is not a rove. No? A rove before there was a shaila asked is not a rove. That, I think, is the first hesber. We will call this Christianity spur. Right? Hi.
This is like a general question. Maybe we'll get to it later, but based on the shot, there's a lot of the subject.
So just speak louder, because I'm done.
Based on this chat, there's a lot of like subjective, objective questions. Like,
yes.
Let's say I own it, but you know by the rove, can you beat it? Let's say I know better and I sell.
Right. So in the Badei Hashulchan, he has an arichus about who has to know about it. Page Kufbeis. the Be'urim Kuf Aleph going over to Kuf Beis, he has an Arichus about that, right? In other words, does the Yediyah have to be the Yediyah Sabayim? What about Yediyah someone else? That we can be Mefalfel and all of that. But we'll call the first Svara, just for argument's sake, and I think you'll remember it this way, the Christianity Svara. Good? Second Svara. Bittul is Shayach, even Kaidem Shenoda. Bittul is not a din that requires a suffix. Bittul is a mitzius. And therefore, when the three pieces are together, it should have been bittul. However, once the shayla is huvrar, so then it's almost like beis din of basar beis din lo daiki. Once you have a psak, you can't overturn the psak. But even though it was mutter beforehand, since no one asked the shayla if it was mutter, so when it becomes a lach, so now you're asking the shayla, and now I have to pask in the shayla of ein ladai and then lamasha ein ladrobos. The difference between pshat one and pshat two is pshat one is maintaining that roiv is not a usable concept until you have a shayla. And therefore, according to pshat one, let's say I'll give you a case. I had three pieces of meat. Right? One is treif, two a kasher. But I don't know that. And then somebody comes and removes one piece of meat. Right? Someone comes and throws it out in the garbage. And then someone else comes and says, by the way, you know there were three pieces of meat here a few minutes ago, and one was treif and two was kasher. So what happens in that situation? Is it mutter to eat the meat? One at a time. But you hear the case? I didn't know that I had a roiv when I had three pieces. Now I only have two pieces when I have a shayla. When I have two pieces, I don't have a roiv. Is it mutter to eat it? According to Mahalach number one, of course not. Because the roiv can't be machariyah. There's no shayla. Right? Afri Rabbi Mahatos is a din when you have a shayla. There is no shayla, you don't follow roiv. But according to approach two, no. Roiv paskin the shayla beforehand. You're going to tell me that right now you have a different shayla? No, you don't. You have the same shayla. Right? Again. Obviously, according to the Prima Godin that you referenced earlier, we could make a case that's still the same shayla, even though one's in the garbage. But let's say somebody ate one, okay? We could be more creative. Now you want to know, can you eat the other piece, one of those two pieces, right? Or maybe both of the pieces, one after the other, so that would be totally in this. Says the Megillah Sefer on page 242. That this is nogeya to the shayla of tuna fish. There was one year we did this actually as a yeshiva perm, which people know. You know, there's a famous machlokas between Rav Schechter and Rabbi Tenmor about whether tuna fish is kosher. No, Rav Schechter, like the OU, right? Suppose I go use that makes sense, assumes that tuna fish is kosher. Rabbi Tenmor assumes tuna fish is treif because one of the concerns that he has is that there's no mashkiach on the boat. And it could be that there are treif fish that gets mixed in with my kosher fish. No? And therefore, I don't know that the fish is mutter. And there's a few other concerns, but for our purposes, that's the concern that we're dealing with. Okay. Very good. In the Perm Spiel, what we pointed out, I think Rabbi Rech had this chiddush, that the only thing that Rav Schechter and Rabbi Tendler agree upon is whether a brain-dead person can eat tuna fish. Now, this is going to be right? Now, it takes you 3 minutes to figure it out, but really, hey, not bad. Right? Now, the Shaila is like this. How come Rabbi Tendler is wrong? But Maisa, when they catch the tuna, they go out to the deep seas, they put down a big net, and lots of fish comes in. And although the tuna tend to school together, there's going to inevitably be other fish. And when the fish are on the boat already, they chop them up. So, ken zayin, there are some tray fish that are mixed in. So some say, what's the big deal? Right. But the Megillah Sefer raises a question. If you really hold on the fundamental level that Roif can't be Mahriya until there's a Shaila, so I don't know that there's a Shaila, because it's out on the boat in the deep seas. I don't know that there was a, right? I don't know there's a Shaila. And one could argue that by the time I get the fish, Mehechatesi, I could rely on the rove, because the rove, right, couldn't have been mevarer the Shaila when it's on the boat. Because he didn't even know there's a Shaila. It's almost like a Yeah Shalom Midas idea. No? You didn't even know that there was a Shaila. If you hold like approach number two, so then no, rove is mevarer even before you ask the Shaila. Narvas, there's an idea that's going to be like Chuzer V'Neor, but that Chuzer V'Neor is only when something changed. Over here, nothing changed. So therefore, the robe lives, the robe remains, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. That's what he argues. Now, one could maintain that this question, approach one, the Christianity Svara, versus approach two, should be totally in the Machlokas Shach and Bach. This is what I was thinking of a few minutes ago. Tell me if you think this is nuts, if I'm smoking something. Right? But me, whatever. I have some stories to say, but we haven't listened. So, tell me if I'm smoking something. The Shach assumes it's a din d'oraisa. The reason why it's a din d'oraisa, I would say, is because of Christianity Svara. Christianity Svara is a way of saying that, no, the fundamentally, me'ikra hadin, min ha'toira, rove does nothing unless there's a Shaila. The other Svara is saying, whoa, Rove does something, but we don't allow the Rove to operate, right, if there's a new Shaila after. Approach 2 sounds more midrabanan. Approach 1 sounds more min hatayra. That's basically bigadol, the way I would skin this fish, pardon the expression. Okay, Tevra, so we should go and daven mincha. I'm not really sure about this last nekuda. It's just something that I've been thinking about. Please tell me what you think.